Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's get to some audio about the big German. And let's start with Vucevic, okay? So, Ben, you found this, and it's a 10-minute interview. And in it, Vucevic is talking about the draft that's coming up that happened last night, right? It was LeBron versus the Greek Freak, and they were picking their teams. And Vucevic was part of that draft. And he was asked, about this whole process and his relationship with the Greek Freak or LeBron and where he thought he might go. And listen to what he absolutely threw in there at the very end.
You got to ask me, what team I would like to be selected. I really don't, doesn't matter to me. I mean, they're both great players, and both teams are going to be great teams with great players on them. And it's going to be just fun to be out there and compete with all these best players in the league. It would be nice for me, I think, if I could be with Dirk on the same team, just because it was always an idol of mine, something that I really looked up to growing up. And so, I'm sure to call with him, even for the All-Star game, would be a lot of fun for me.
All right, this is really interesting, Ben, because you and I started talking about this. The Dirk impact is most people, Cuban said on our show that he thought Dirk was retiring, and then he walked it back a day or two later because Dirk had some say in that. But, we all have kind of gotten this feeling that, this is it for Dirk. He's going to be doing a lot at the All-Star Weekend next weekend, but these are the players now. It's funny because the Mavericks acquired Porzingis. Everyone talks about them being interested in Vucevic this summer. And this really is like the spawn of Dirk in a lot of ways.
It really is. And Dirk is all – his fingerprints are all over this. Mm-hmm. Porzingis talking about Dirk. It gives the organization credibility to have Dirk. He punched through. He got the ring.
Yep.
Greatest Euro ever. And yep. Now Luka's there. It's like the baton passing. And Vucevic, I would love to have him. You're talking about an all-star center, 7 feet tall, 21 points, 11 or 12 boards, 4 assists per game. It's not going to be great defense, but, man, and it would be a fun team to watch. As you pointed out earlier, you'd have to make sure that Dorian Finney-Smith continued to grow because he would be your best defender.
Yep.
And then you'd go get, a guy to guard point guards. You'd need a bulldog, a real lockdown 3-and-D guy.
Right.
And guard point guards, but – it's not the most ideal thing, but Vucevic sounds like, and plus he's a Billy Duffy client, right?
Yes, Vucevic is a Billy Duffy guy, which is also Luka's agent.
So, and as we've learned...
I believe he's a Duffy guy.
I believe he is as well.
Yeah.
I feel like he's going to be a Dallas Maverick. And why didn't Orlando trade him?
Well, because they didn't get the value for him. Whoever's trading... So he makes $12 million this year. He's going to want well over 25. And so whoever trades for him... there's like they're looking at it for a run or whatever, but Orlando is probably wanting quite a haul in return. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of teams were probably like, I can't really make this work. The Mavericks still, I don't think they want to eat up all their cap room with Vucevic. I think they would love to have Vucevic, and I think there's some ways to get Vucevic. Also, another thing why Orlando wouldn't trade him, if they weren't getting good offers, they could get something on the sign-and-trade market this summer.
Okay.
And I'm sure the Mavericks might have an interest in wedging their way into that scenario. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, hey, we cleared out $30 million of space and we gave it to Vucevic. Because they know, when Cuban was on our show, he talked about we have to have a perimeter defender. And, we were talking about this with Barnes. It's not that Barnes is not a really good player. He is. But when you look at what they have now, you can find things you need at Barnes' position for half the price. And so then you start getting into how am I going to spend my money? How am I going to wisely use my cap space to properly put everything I need around Luka Doncic and around Porzingis? And I got to do it before Porzingis is making $158 million over 5 years, because then your cap space gets eaten up even more. So this is their shot to get the right team put together. And I don't think they just want to give it all to Vucevic. They want Vucevic, but how can they manage this in the right way to make everything work?
What do you think their intent is with clearing that cap space? Like, who do you think are their targets are?
I think the targets are, a lot of times what people do is they go and they look at the free agents to be. And you go, okay, Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant and all those guys make sense. But remember, they cleared out a bunch of cap space and got Harrison Barnes through a trade. You know, it wasn't even like he was a restricted free agent. No one was running out throwing money at Harrison Barnes because, Golden State just matches it. Well, they waited for a situation to materialize that they didn't foresee. So what if they could get lucky and New Orleans has got something wacky going on and they could end up absorbing Drew Holiday into their cap space, right? Those are the kind of things that end up happening when all these trades happen and people start greatly remaking their franchises. Mm-hmm. So it's really about you have targets, but it's also having the ability to capitalize on something when something materializes that nobody expects.
Flexibility.
Would that be your 3-and-D guy?
Oh, my God. Drew Holiday is an ideal fit. He is an ideal fit. He can shut down point guards. He knocks down open shots. He can play make off the ball. He plays his ass off. He's a high character guy. He'd fit right into our program.
Like, who's your rebounder defensive big?
Well, I mean, it's not ideal, but I mean, I'll put it to you like this. There's still sign and trade possibilities where you can get Vucevic here. You know, you use your space on one guy, and then you do a sign and trade going back another way. You still have some of that possibility. It's conceivable you come out of this offseason. I don't think Drew – I'm not saying that the Pelicans are shopping Drew Holiday. I'm just giving him as an example of someone that you would like the ability to absorb if that sort of thing happened.
Sure.
Let me put it to you like this. Let's say, and keep in mind, too, the Mavericks can create more cap space by cutting guys and stretching them, whether it's Courtney Lee or Dwight Powell. I don't think they want to do that, but those open up other opportunities.
Do they still have pieces to trade of value?
I think Dwight Powell has a lot of value. I think they'd like to keep him, but I still think he has a lot of value. I think Jalen Brunson has a ton of value because he should have been a first-round pick, and he's making second-round money. Like, if you want to look at guys and go, who's got value, Jalen Brunson's got a ton of value. Like, I'll put it to you like this. I would be really surprised if the Mavericks – now, the Mavericks, Rick may go – I know Rick loves Jalen Brunson. I know Michael Finley loves Jalen Brunson. And keep in mind, guys, I'm not here trying to advocate trading Jalen Brunson. I'm trying to tell you what you have that has value. But I have a hard time believing that if the Mavericks had gone to Orlando with Jalen Brunson and Dwight Powell, they would have turned that down. I mean, but do you know what they did, though, that changed all that? They acquired Markelle Fultz.
Oh, right, right.
So then that sort of thing changes a little bit.
I want to hear this Porzingis audio. Now, where did this come from?
So this is a local reporter, and I'm sorry, I don't have his name in front of me, just was in the locker room. And he's a blogger. I'll get his name here in a second. And he was just doing a one-on-one with Porzingis. And this first clip here, since we started talking about Vucevic, listen to Porzingis as he talks about Dirk and what Dirk actually means.
Probably the best European player to ever play, you know, and to see him do the things that he did and kind of change the game for a big shooting man is unbelievable. And for me growing up, you know, I saw that and it gave me confidence also, you know, so he kind of made the way for us shooting bigs, and he's going to be a legend forever.
I think that Porzingis was like, when Dirk was drafted, I think he was 3 or something like that.
Wow.
By the way, that was Taimon Turner.
Thank you.
And it on Twitter is Taimont717.
It's okay. My favorite Turner.
He actually tweeted earlier that he was listening to the station. So.
Oh, nice.
Shout out to Taimon.
Absolutely.
Hopefully we said your name right, Taimon.
Yeah, in fact, if you want to know what, you know, how he got into the – I mean, because this is in the Maverick locker room, and he's just getting a one-on-one with him. So nice job by him. He's part of Dallas Fanatic. He's the Mavs reporter for Dallas Fanatic.
Okay.
So anyways, that's like – that stuff means a lot when you're really seeing, like, Dirk getting cheered the way he's getting cheered and the love he's getting, and he's coaching the international dudes in the Mountain Dew Rising Challenge, Rising Stars Challenge.
But I want to hear the one where he's freaking everyone out, right?
Okay, yep. Before we get to that, Ben, let's hit one more, and here he is on Luka.
Of course. I'm excited about the opportunity to play with Luka, and, you know, we've played against each other, but now we're going to finally have the chance to play with each other, and I think that me and him can really be special on the court.
All right. Me and
– kind of generic, but yeah.
No, but I think this is really good within the context of everyone freaking out.
I do, too, because he's talking about playing with Luka, and he can't play with Luka until next year.
Right, and he thinks that they can be special, okay? So here's the cut that everyone's freaking out about. They asked him about signing long-term with the Mavericks.
That's a possibility, of course. Yeah, I would love to, and you know, if everything keeps going on like it's been, you know, these few days that I've been here, then you know, I'll be happy to stay here.
All right, so he's been here 3 days, basically long enough to practice once, go to lunch with JJ. This is, I think, before the game that they played the other night, the debut of Hardaway and those
guys. He didn't have time to get a place to stay yet.
Right. Doesn't have a place to live yet. But he thinks playing with Luka would be special. So he won't play this year. So he'll go into this offseason on July 1st. I believe, I haven't been told this, but I believe the Mavericks will offer him a max contract.
Why wouldn't they?
Exactly. So now the question is, why would he not take it?
No one's ever turned it down, right?
No rookie has ever turned down a max contract in exchange for a qualifying offer. So let me make sure everybody understands what this is. So he would either have the choice of signing a 5-year, $158 million contract, guaranteed, all of that guaranteed, or taking a 1-year, like $4.2 million contract to be an unrestricted free agent the following season. Now, keep in mind that if you do the math on this, he could then, if he leaves the Mavericks, sign a 4-year deal that would be in the neighborhood of about 100. We'll see how the cap changes, about $112 to $113 million.
Right.
So you add that to the four he's going to make next year, which is less than he's currently making. He would, by the way, take a salary reduction for 1 year. So now we're almost to about 120. So over the same 5 years, he has given away $38 million to not play long-term with Luka.
And risked everything, because if he gets injured playing for $4 million, I think if he had stayed in New York, he might have even taken that.
There's a possibility, but he was using that threat to get out of there.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. People take the qualifying offer when the team lowballs them, like Nerlens Noel thought he was lowballed. That worked out really terribly for him. Greg Monroe thought he was lowballed. All right? Or you hate where you are. So he just said, hey, I mean, I've been here 3 days. If it's like this, I would love to stay here. So unless the Mavericks do something to infuriate, you know, Kristaps Porzingis while he's rehabbing, then why does anybody think he's not going to take $158 million guaranteed? Because you know what? If you don't like it, you force your way out like Paul George did and Anthony Davis did. But there has never been a rookie in the history of the league that has taken the qualifying offer over a guaranteed max contract. It's never happened.
It ain't happening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.